2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, live team coverage, Eye on the Hill 2023 on KSL News Radio, your all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have haze. We're at the freezing mark. It's 32 degrees. KSL's top story. The state Senate has given the thumbs up to school vouchers, the first of two votes in the Senate. We have team coverage first. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
The vote was split with 20 in favor. That's just enough to overcome any future citizen referendums to repeal the law. But the bill still needs one more vote in the Senate, and so it's at risk of being vulnerable to a referendum if just one person changes their vote. The governor has said he's supportive of this bill with the inclusion of a teacher pay increase.
There is likely another vote tomorrow in the Senate, and we'll be watching here at KSL News Radio. Utah Senate Democrats tried to throw a lot of changes into the school choice bill. None of them stuck. Team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Democrats tried to add federal anti-discrimination language for private schools. They tried separating the teacher raises from the scholarships. They wanted more protections for background checks. And one by one, Republican Senate sponsor Kirk Cullimore rejected them.
I'll state the obvious. This is a political process, and so I'm trying to work with what we've been given from the House and working with my House sponsor. And so we just want to respect the bill and the condition it's in at this time.
Republicans did say more bills might be coming to address some of those concerns. Democratic Senator Kathleen Reby says she isn't satisfied.
I've talked with UEA, PTA, Eagle Forum. There is very little support for this bill outside of this body.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
While we've heard about protests at the Capitol, both for and against school vouchers, there was another protest as teachers walked out of West High School. Team coverage continues.
This morning, around 20 teachers from West High School held a walkout during their lunch break in the protest of the school voucher bill.
Our school could definitely use those funds to improve things like a janitorial staff. Our paraprofessionals are underpaid and they deserve what they should be paid.
The bill offers a $6,000 raise, but for language arts teacher Riley Pickle, she says educators would rather the money is put towards public school education.
The raise and the scholarship slash voucher tied together actually hurts public school teacher morale. We don't believe that our raises should come at the expense of our students, and we're unwilling to compromise our values for more money.
Lawmakers who support this bill say it is not a threat to public education. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 302. The U.S. and Germany are joining forces to send tanks to Ukraine. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Biden making it official today, says the U.S. will be sending more than 31 of its best tanks to Ukraine to help it defend against Russian aggression. The president countering Russia's narrative that making these donations represents a threat to the Kremlin.
There is no offensive threat to Russia. If Russia troops return to Russia, where they belong, this war would be over today.
It is the first stage of a coordinated effort by the West to provide dozens of the heavy weapons to help Kyiv break combat stalemates as Russia's invasion enters its 12th month. The recent steady drip of classified documents being found in places they shouldn't be has lawmakers on both sides of the aisle saying the labeling system is broken. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the process isn't something that can be standardized.
It's a balance that we try to strike to make sure that everything is appropriately marked and appropriately handled. But, you know, it varies from document to document and from issue to issue.
He says the White House is always reviewing the guidelines to ensure that they are appropriate. Trains are now running through a huge new terminal built in the caverns beneath New York City's landmark Grand Central Terminal. Construction cost more than $11 billion, making it one of the most expensive rail projects in U.S. history. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
out Monte Cristo way. A search and rescue team was called out after a plane crash last night. This was near the border between Weber and Rich counties. A single-engine plane crashed during heavy snowfall, and that delayed the rescue. The good news is the woman flying the plane was taken to a nearby hospital with minor injuries. Utah's Mighty Five National Parks saw a 7% decrease in visitors last year. KSL News Radio's Allie Litzinger has the story.
In 2022, over 10.5 million people visited the Mighty Five, but this is still down from 2021, which saw record-setting numbers and even pre-pandemic numbers from 2019. Utah tourism officials say it's a perception that the parks are overcrowded, but it varies from park to park. Arches, Canyonlands, Capitol Reef, and Zion, who saw those record-setting numbers a few years ago, all saw decreased numbers last year. But why visitation was down last year remains largely unknown. Officials speculate it was high gas prices over the summer, when the parks usually see the biggest jump in visitors, and other economic effects like people tightening up their budgets.
It's KSL News Radio's Allie Litzinger. Salt Lake City police are investigating a body found in the foothills above Beck Street. A passerby called 911 this morning. Police used a drone to find the body inside a limestone kiln. Police think the person must have been living up there. They say the death is not suspicious. The victim's name and cause of death have yet to be released. KSL News Time. Learn to tell time, Kaplan. It's 3:05 at KSL News Radio. First look traffic now. Good afternoon, Len Thomas.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Well, it's looking pretty good. Still got that south interchange slowing. That's going to continue because the crews keep working on that HOV sign every day. They're on the left side, and they cleaned it all up a little while ago, but you've got a continuing stream of slower traffic in the area. Len Thomas and the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.